The Sound of Des Moines.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.
So, Colleen, you brought up the story a little bit ago about the rumor that Whoopi Goldberg has been off The View for a while now because she's going to host the Oscars.
Right. She's been preparing, rehearsing.
They're denying it, saying she's just been sick, but regardless.
She's done it four other times.
Regardless, yeah. Rumors about you. Ever heard a really good rumor about yourself? Wasn't true, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a rumor. 280-1025. When I moved to Green Bay, when this is a long time ago, the first time when I was in radio, about 6 months later, I am back for a visit. And I end up going I went to Iowa City. I went to my hometown, Fort Madison. Anyway, I ran into a couple people who said, "So how are things going in New York?"
Ooh.
It's you big time.
And slow down. It wasn't that big time. And I'm like, I'm in Green Bay.
Slight different.
And they said, "Green Bay? What are you doing in Green Bay?" I said, "I have a radio show up there." That's why I left the radio show in Iowa to go to Green Bay.
Yeah. Right.
And they said, "I heard you were in New York trying to get on Saturday Night Live and living in your car."
Down by the van by the river.
Well, what's funny is I had a Chevy Vega at the time. For those of you young enough, don't know what that is, Google it. You'll see that thing wouldn't even make it to New York.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they took those off the market because they were like dangerous or something. They were recalled.
I think people just quit buying them because they weren't very good.
Oh, my.
But yeah, you know, it was one of those moments in life where I just wanted to turn around and go, "You know what? I'm not in Green Bay." You're right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
I
love the rumor. Spread it.
Right.
I don't know how I got started.
Sure.
It was only a couple of people. I would ask other friends, "You heard this?" No.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where it came about, but that was the rumor, at least with a couple of friends of mine at the time, that I was living in my car trying to get on Saturday Night Live.
Chase, Murphy, Fallon, Ken.
Yes.
Awesome.
So I've never even voiced that idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I like it, though.
You don't like being on camera. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I know. So, okay. No. But that was the best one I ever got back to me. At least it, like I said, got back to me. There may have been others. Might be others.
Let them fly.
Oh, please let us hear
Ken
rumors.
Feel free.
Let them fly. This is what I always say about rumors about me and anything that I've ever heard. I'm like, it makes me sound so much more interesting than I actually am.
I agree.
Am.
Yes.
So,
me too.
Whatever. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because
tell everybody.
I am just not that interesting. But I like that everybody thinks so.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Right.
Neither am I. I agree.
I've got my How to Get Away with Murder, my This Is Us.
And Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
280-1025.
For a while, when we were broadcasting in Pella, everyone thought that my whole family hailed from Pella.
Because of the van?
Yeah.
Last name.
But they were
van
like, knocking. "Oh, yeah, you have this, you own this." And that was the first time, and I've only been to Pella once.
And that was the only time you wore your wooden shoes.
Those my lucky clogs. But yeah, so not from Pella.
We're just curious if a really good rumor has ever gotten back to you about yourself. Trista, your neighbor started this one?
Yes. It was quite interesting. When my husband was deployed in the Army, he started this rumor that I was handcuffing men, having an affair with all the men in town, and I was handcuffing them to their bedroom bed for their wives to find them. And I'm like, "Ooh, tell me the rest of the story. Do I get my handcuffs back? What does the wife say when they find their husband naked? And who were these men? Because this is all new to me."
See, that's exciting.
That's a good one. You know, I wouldn't downplay that one either.
No.
I would let people run
with that.
That's
right. And then look at him and be like, "Yeah, don't you mess with me. I got your husband handcuffed someplace." Yes.
All right, Tristan. Thank you.
Right.
You have a good day. Bye.
All right.
And Barb, hi.
Hi.
All right. So what was the rumor about you?
That I was kissing another man in my office that was not my husband.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, how did it start? Any idea?
No, I have no idea. I was told about it from another coworker that heard it from somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And just kissing. So I wonder why they played it down so much.
Right.
You know, like, why not go all the way if you're going to make it up?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
You're having sex in the office.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, make it interesting.
They were just kissing.
Yep. Okay. And I wasn't even in town when this was happening. Yeah. I was in Missouri with my husband at his grandfather's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Well, who was kissing in your office
That's
then?
Right.
That's what I wanted to know.
Must look like you or something. Okay. Who knows? Right. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Barb. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yep,
bye.
You too.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.